Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Over the years of hosting the Swamp Dweller channel, I've been sent what seems like hundreds upon hundreds of stories of these crazy deer-like creatures. What are they? Are they skinwalkers? Are they these not deer? Are they tall deer? Or is it a mix of all three? Welcome back to the swamp, my friends, and welcome if you're new. Today I'm going to be sharing some creepy and downright strange not deer horror stories sent in by viewers just like you. As always, if you have a story you'd like to share in a future episode, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or at r/thedarkswamp on Reddit. Don't forget to backhand the like button so it knows you mean business. Subscribe if you're new, it helps the channel grow. And get ready for these creepy and downright strange, not deer horror stories that'll freak you out tonight. That's No Deer by Mickey L. My name is Mickey. I have no other explanation for this story, so I thought I'd share it here. I just turned 16 years old and decided on my birthday to stay and visit my sister, who lives in Cleveland, which is about an hour's drive away from my hometown. I had been there for a few days already, and since my birthday is on the 23rd of June, the 4th of July is right around the corner. I had been upstairs in the attic for a few days sleeping, playing GTA, and doing some other things to keep me occupied because I had nothing else to do since I couldn't drive yet and my sister was at work most of the time. One night, my sister Morgan and her boyfriend Nate were sitting downstairs in the living room watching TV when Nate asked if we wanted to go to this secluded park and light some fireworks off. I immediately said sure because I had nothing better to do and I knew some of the parks were secluded from the big city from Cleveland, so after about an hour of persuading Morgan to go, we all jump into his car. It's about 75 degrees out and it's about 1:30 a.m. It's a relatively nice night. We were driving for about 15 minutes when we finally reached this park. We are going down this giant hill when it suddenly gets exceptionally dark. There's no light pollution and no other artificial light, just what you can see from the headlights. We're driving for 10 minutes when I see a deer on the side of the road, which is typical for a wooded park, right? I look out my window and for a brief second, I see what looks like a giant deer face with glowing yellow eyes jerk behind this tiny tree and disappear entirely. I don't usually get freaked out by deer, but something about how fast it moved and how it just disappeared made me feel unsettled. It just looked wrong and I'm pretty sure deer's eyes shouldn't be glowing that way. We finally arrive at a parking lot facing a giant field and the other side being woods. I still had a very unsettling feeling that I could not shake off. When we got out of the car, I noticed it had gotten cold outside, which doesn't make sense because it was just warmer out a minute ago. I felt a noticeable chill. I was leaning on the car and my sister's boyfriend went to set up his firework. I still felt we needed to leave, but I couldn't shake off this feeling, so I told my sister that we should hurry up and go because I felt weird. My sister, stubborn, just said to me that I have too much superstition and need to chill out. I watched the fireworks go off and we all looked at the stars for a little bit. After getting in the car, we sat for a bit when I heard branches breaking and heavy footsteps. The feeling I had before worsened, so I told my sister and boyfriend we really had to get home. I noticed off in the tree line that there looked to be a deer, but there was something off about this deer. From what I could tell from the silhouette, it was standing on its hind legs, just staring at us, seemingly trying to hide behind a tree. While doing so, we eventually started driving off. Once we all got home, I still felt off about what I saw. I couldn't shake that feeling either. There was no way a deer had a big face like that, and there was no way it could stand on its hind legs just staring at people for such a long time. The feeling I got was not expected. Afterward, I went upstairs to my attic room where my sister and I watched TV. I like to leave my windows open because the breeze from the lake feels good at night. I also like listening to the traffic and crickets, and occasionally, you can hear the birds early in the morning. It was about 3:30 to 4 when my sister and I were sitting there, and I told her what I saw. She shook it off and told me I had probably just seen a deer. Then I noticed outside that I didn't hear anything. It was just quiet. That isn't normal at all for Cleveland, and not the peaceful quiet, the eerie type of quiet. Then I heard a very loud whistling coming from different parts of the neighborhood. I thought there was no way a human would be whistling that loud. It just emanated from so far but never lost its volume, let alone it was coming from all different directions at the same time. I closed the curtains and asked my sister if she heard it, and she replied with, "What are you talking about? I don't hear anything." Then the unsettling feeling set in again, and my stomach sank. I didn't sleep a wink that night. I still don't know what I saw that day, nor what was whistling, but I'm hoping that I never have to see it again or hear it again. The Creature of Mirror Hollow by Eliza C. Thunder roared across the sky. The loud booms echoed overhead like a giant strolling through the area amidst the rain, which tapped on the windows like claws prying their way into the safety of the cabin. I was stranded, alone in the darkness of the wooden shelter. I found myself in a precarious predicament. I didn't get much time before the storm hit. It was so sudden, you may even say it was bizarre. The last thing I remember before it all started was I had walked off the path to a side trail to forage for some stuff I had seen on TikTok that might be in the area. However, I noticed something was off. The trees, they just weren't right. I couldn't put my finger on it at first, but as I walked on, it hit me. None of the trees were different here. All completely symmetrical. Almost as if someone copied and pasted one all over this part of the forest. Only then did I notice the sky. Inky black clouds blotted out the sun in an array of unnatural shapes, and the thick foliage overhead made it hard to see, but my visibility dropped to near blindness. I knew I had to find shelter and fast, but I didn't know where I was anymore. My only hope was the trail, which thankfully hadn't gone away yet. I didn't know where it went, but I knew it had to go somewhere, and indeed it had to end sometime soon. So that was my plan. I booked it full throttle down the trail. This was a mistake. As the first crack of thunder shook the sky, with it came the tears of God, an immense downpour and the likes I had never seen before. I had only been running for 10 minutes before my luck ran out, and I slipped into the wet earth beneath me. Falling hard and forward, a blinding white flash illuminated my downfall. I could see the cabin ahead of me, right before I ate a serving of mud pie. The shelter was within my grasp at last. I didn't get up right away though, and I think I regret that the most. Because then I heard it. Among all the noises, one stood out as I rested my eyes. It was faint, but it was there. A wet slapping noise was quick, like bare feet in the mud headed this way, but not on the trail. As it grew closer, you could hear the trees falling as they tore through the dense forest, each crash distant, rumbling the earth as if it was competing with the sky's voice. My heart fell 10 stories in my chest as the threat was realized. I only came out here for some fungi, not for whatever this thing was. I tried quickly to get up, desperately trying to avoid slipping as I did. I hurried to the cabin as the sky and earth shook together in an elaborate song for the lightning to dance to. That thing drew near as I made it to the door. I prayed for the first time in my life that it wouldn't be locked, and to my amazement it was not. I ran through the doorway, slammed it, and I fell around the edge of the door and locked it in a panic and made sure all the windows were locked as well. As I heard the trees crashing just outside accompanied by that dreadful wet slapping, I almost thought I was too late. But I had found it. A latch. I couldn't help but chuckle as I realized just how little this would probably do. But I obviously locked everything regardless, as it could buy me just a second of time. After I had an opportunity to get my bearings together, I turned away from the door as another flash illuminated the interior through a nearby window. There was a table upside down in the middle of the room. Everything was coated in a thick layer of dust, and chairs were knocked over and astray. There appeared to be no other furniture and only 2 rooms, the second being the bathroom. There was no food, water, or any sign of life. I could only wait out the storm and hope that that thing doesn't find me here. That brings us to where we are now, suffocated in the blackness inside the far corner of the cabin, the tension in the air as thick as I desperately racked my brain for an idea. My thoughts were interrupted by terror as a loud slam made the door shutter, followed by a horrible scream. It was so shrill I had to cover my ears. I thought they might explode. My head was pounding as it ceased its screaming. Not waiting for a second assault on my ears, I quickly checked for a bathroom. Maybe it'd have a small window I could climb out of. Unfortunately, the window in the main room was close to the door, and I knew I couldn't outrun that thing. I couldn't let it see me leave the cabin. I entered the bathroom instantly. Seeing a lack of any window, I wanted to give up and cry, but there had to be something, anything. I returned to the main room just as quickly as I had left. I screamed, my voice filled with terror and despair as I saw it. A bright flash lit up just enough to catch a glimpse of it as it stood crouched outside the window peering in. Its empty black sockets devoid of life but filled with rage. It was a deer skull, no doubt. It wasn't too tall, and its anatomy was all wrong, almost broken as if it were in agony and its bones were screaming. It radiated death, and I was frozen in its cold stare. In the corner of my eye, I noticed a fireplace as another flash illuminated the room. But the creature had disappeared at this point, and I knew it couldn't be far, only trying to find a way in. So I dove for the fireplace. After being snapped out of my daze, it was my last option. I didn't give it good odds. Part of me already dug a grave for myself in my mind. I didn't get far inside before the sound of wood splintering shattered any hope I had left. The door flew off its hinges against the back wall, the creature audibly slamming into the wall with it probably having jumped full force into it. I made sure to tuck my feet in amongst all the commotion. But my breathing panicked and I had difficulty calming myself down. I was sure it would find me, as I could hear the wood groan under the weight of each step it took, as it searched around. One heavy thud after the other, slow and deliberate. Each one sent an icy chill down my spine. Then the smell hit me. It must have been just in front of the fireplace. It smelt like earth and rot with the metallic blood smell mixed in. It was putrid, like a decaying corpse in a shallow grave. But it was much worse. My throat felt ticklish. The stench was too much and I couldn't hold it any longer. I gagged hard, spitting up below. It snarled and its maw snapped with a primal hunger as it shoved its head inside the base of the fireplace. I screamed in horror as hot tears steamed down my face, desperately trying to go up further in the fireplace. As I thrashed, I managed to make it about 5 feet up the chimney, but it, too, was trying to cram its massive frame inside. My muscles were sore and I was tired. I felt like giving up as I watched it well. I sobbed and screamed, my arms and legs were shaking under the strain as I pressed hard against the inside of the chimney. Finally, I felt my consciousness begin to fade under the stress as I looked down at the creature, its vicious snarling and biting never ceasing as it seemingly got closer and closer, and that's the last thing I remember before I fainted inside the chimney. I thought that would be the last time I'd ever be alive. However, I woke up, which was a surprise. I didn't think that was possible. If I were dead, which I, without a doubt, was, but no, I wasn't, to my dismay. I had got stuck in the chimney, so I had never fallen when I fainted. It must have given up at some point, but not without much effort. Bricks had been completely torn away, and it still wasn't enough to reach me. And for that, I'm grateful. But there was still a problem. I was still stuck in the chimney, and the cabin was abandoned. No one would be coming here purposely. I didn't even know where it was. Was there even hope for an escape in this strange forest of identical trees? Or was I doomed as soon as I went off the main trail? I really can't tell. I'll only be able to live so long stuck in the chimney without food or water. I've been trying to get unstuck for about an hour now, and my phone is about to die. So I'm finished writing this as not a send-off, but a warning. If you find this phone, I beg you, please share my story. I'm sure you'll have a dreadful time reading it at first. So it's up to us. If you ever find this place in the forest where every tree is identical, turn back now. Don't be lured into its dark corners where the creature roams, waiting for you to enter its domain. Joshua Tree, Not Deer, by Anonymous. I went to Joshua Tree National Park a few days ago in an Airbnb with three of my friends. The house was a nice size and had to be accessed by an unpaved dirt road. The closest place to us was maybe a mile or two away. All the homes in this area have private driveways. On one of our drives back from getting groceries, I saw an animal run away from our headlights very fast, but I couldn't quite make it out. I assumed it had to be a deer, or something along those lines because of how big it was, but all I had seen thus far were desert quails. That night, I dreamt that my friends and I were searching for something, and we were taken to a basement of all things, and it was full of all sorts of strange oddities. It was a small house with a red door. We went inside, but I don't remember what was there. This may or may not have anything to do with my experience. I read that dreams do often correlate with experiences, though. On one of the nights of our stay, we had a bonfire and did some stargazing. I had to pee at one point, so I went inside and was gone for maybe 5 minutes max. When my friend and I returned, my two other friends weren't sitting by the fire anymore. So I just sat and waited for a couple of minutes for them to come back. But I went inside to check on them eventually, but they weren't there either. We go back out and start calling for them and get no response. Instead, we hear coughing coming from the right side of the house, where the pool area was. We immediately knew it was our friend because they had been reserved. Our first instinct was to find and help them. At some points during our trip, we had gotten concerned that they were sick, but they ended up feeling much better. We start looking for them by the pool, but we call again and we get no response. But we do hear the same coughing, the same pitch, everything. It's almost like a mimic. It was the same cough maybe 4 or 5 times in a row. We thought our friend was throwing up or maybe smoking. Usually when we called for them though, they would answer immediately. Except for this time, there was just more coughing. The last time we called, they had finally answered and started coming around from the opposite side of the house from where we were. Unfortunately, the sounds of them walking and talking went from the left side of the house just seconds after we heard them coughing on the right side, and they were utterly oblivious to everything that was happening. They had no idea about the coughing, and didn't even hear us calling until they got closer to the house. As soon as I realized the coughing was a lure for us, it confirmed that something had been keeping an eye on us. Based on what I've read, I'm not sure if this is a skinwalker experience, a not deer experience, or something similar. I'll answer any questions. I also need to know if I should go get cleansed. This can't be chalked up to hearing things because of weed. We all have high tolerances, and weed doesn't make you hear things. Anybody who says that has clearly never really smoked. We were both very aware, and I was probably the soberest. It was hushed, too. We had to turn off the music because we were talking. We ended up smoking later that night, and the friend we thought we heard coughing had such a soft cough that you could barely listen to it. The pitch of the coughing we heard specifically sounded like our friend, but as if it was stuck in their throat or throwing up.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What do you guys think these strange deer anomalies are? Do you think that they could be some sort of distorted deer with chronic wasting disease? Are they skinwalkers, wendigos, forest spirits, tall deer, not deer, whatever name you can come up with? Or are they something entirely different? Maybe not of this world. Thanks so much for listening to these stories. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to slap that like button as it helps me out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, be sure to subscribe as it helps us grow. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future episode, whether it's an encounter with a not deer or something else out in the wilderness, be sure to send it in at swampdweller.net or at r/thedarkswamp on Reddit. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going on a daily basis. If you're on the go and want to download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories no matter where you are, you can download them absolutely for free from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and pretty much anywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. I'd love to know in the comments down below what story was your favorite tonight. If you made it all the way to the end, be sure to comment the code word 1815 to confuse people who didn't make it to the end and to also let me know how many of you did. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting The Swamp. Oh yeah, I also just jumped over on TikTok, so if you're looking for short 1 to 2 minute little videos about strange missing 411 stories and the great outdoors in general, be sure to follow me over there. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy episode.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.